We look at the screen and we see rainbow streams of energy. And it is so. It is a factual view of our world. And we look at the screen and we see the flower of life created by great ley lines and magnetic force fields within our planet. And that too is factually so. And if we were to turn our inner eye to ourselves, then we would find the same thing. And if we were able to view ourselves in three-dimension or four-dimension, etc., then we would see that these things interpenetrate, that not only do our various layers of auric field, represented by the rainbow, and our various interconnections within our biology and our sensitivities, etc., represented by the flower of life, that these not only interact and interpenetrate one another, but then that which is of our planet interpenetrates our layers of reality and being. And then when we add to that, that the solar system itself also has the same kind of energetics, and that the solar system, moving in the way that it is and being affected by the galactic center as it is, then we would find all these streams and rainbows and various layers of vibration and configurations of vibration. And all of it is factual. And as we, through meditation, come to the truth of our own nature, that we are vibrational beings, then we then can access and be participants in these various layers of larger vibrational realities. We are vibrational beings. And in fact, it is imperative that each of us live as much as we can according to our vibrational excellence. Whatever that means, whatever you would do with that statement, but yet to be called to that and to remind ourselves of that. So we smile and we take a long, slow, deep breath. Each part of it, smile, breath, breathing, awareness, consciousness, sitting, presence, all of it is vibrational. And so we settle, breathing in and breathing out as vibrational beings. With a breath, we light our heart. We do so as a vibration. And as our heart alights, it sets out a vibration and also invokes the same. We light our heart and then set up a vibrational field of heart. Heart to heart within members of the group field, yes. But eliciting heart from every layer of heart that there is and every manifestation of that cosmic energy. We connect heart to heart with the golden band of light. We like the Ajna center at the brow. It too has a particular vibration. It elicits that vibration from all around us, and we begin to emit that vibration from within us. As we do so, we begin to connect, interpenetrate all the ways that Ajna as a vibration is occurring within our planet and within the group field. As we focus at our Ajna center, it becomes invocative of that which is macrocosmic and the same, and that which is microcosmic within planet Earth and the same. We connect Ajna to Ajna with a golden band of light. And we alight the crown center. It too is vibrational. It invokes that which is crown and purpose, pure being, from all around us. And we emit the same to the greater field of which we are a part. Fields of crown vibration interpenetrate within this meditative field and within the earth and all beings who live and are existent because of purpose. And these loops of purpose, these rainbows of being, they interpenetrate, invoking more from macrocosmic sources and living them in microcosmic ways. We connect crown to crown with a golden band of light. Thus are we one heart, one mind, one willed intention. And as we sit in this vibration, we are this vibration. It is two states simultaneously, to be in it and to know that it is self-same. To be in it is to experience the rainbow vibrations, whether or not we experience them as rainbows, but to experience ourselves sitting, emanating, as an emanatory vibrating field. To be it is to experience ourselves as the flow of the flower of life vibrations, constantly creating. Creating what? Creating moment. So we sit for a few minutes, simply being, breathing, feeling heart, ajna, crown, feeling them emanate, fields of vibration. And at the same time, the heart being the greater oscillator, it creates all primary vibrations. Those are the flower of life. And we are that flower. We are that life. We breathe in and breathe out. And then we add the layer of understanding that all people of good heart, all people who are trying to bring a clarity of understanding, ajna, into the world through living it as their life, and that all people living with integrity, authenticity, truthfulness, crown center, and that each person doing that in their own way, in their own life, according to their skills and their circumstances, that each person is an invocative flower of life, an energy field of excellence, vibrating into the world, eliciting a similar vibration from others. And sometimes that vibration, as it is drawn forward from others, is drawn forward with anger or fear or hesitation. Because we all know sometimes we don't like to see truth, to be confronted with realness. But still, those of truth, those of heart, those of purpose, any given moment, still vibrate. And not because anyone is special or doing anything special, but simply because it is life, flowering. You breathe in, breathe out, feel our own alignment to truth, heart, integrity, and simply be, breathing in and breathing out. And then we realize the sameness of the changes going on within ourself, elicited by heart, understanding, and purpose. The changes are the result of that, and that those same changes are mirrored by what's going on with the sun, its solar flares, its eruptions, its emissions, its own dynamic changes within itself, as it too is in a greater alignment. And so as the sun is experiencing its orientation towards great purpose, the purpose of the center of the galaxy, towards the emissions of all new views of understanding, vibrationally understood and vibrationally emitted from the center of the galaxy. And the sun is orienting that way. And equally so, the heart of the sun is producing all kinds of new magnetic emissions into our earth, into the whole solar system. And so there's a macrocosmic correspondence to what we, sitting here, aligning, meditating, to what we are experiencing and fostering within ourselves. We meditate again, sitting in being, awakening of the heart, and realizing that the same thing is happening on great scales within our planet, within the sun, within the galaxy. You and I are infinitesimally small when compared to the center of a galaxy, or even compared to the sun. But you and I and everyone on our planet, of good heart, of open mind, and seeking to live according to purpose and truth, everyone is the seed of the flower of life and necessary to its unfolding and to its interpenetration on all levels of planetary life. Just as microbes in the soil, infinitesimally small, are necessary to the vibrancy of the soil and all life, so are we. But it is not only in meditation that we are vitally important. It is in our livingness. It is off the cushion. So we smile again, realizing that our day is a flowering of life. Our day and as many moments in it as possible are rainbow streams of beneficent and beneficial vibration. See your life as the flower of life. See yourself as emanating rainbow streams of vibration throughout your life and all the people in it and all the plants and the animals that you interact with every day. And as we realize that this is exactly what we are existing for, we are existing to serve the world, to serve one another, to serve life. It's why we exist. It helps put things in perspective and priority. in right relation. So that if we were to open our eyes again and see the image on the screen, we would see right relation. And that's why it's beautiful. And right relation on our planet, harmony, is beautiful. And we can foster it. And are fostering it every moment that we live from rainbow being. So we smile and take a long, slow, deep breath to complete our world service meditation. And we realize that this is life. Not just a half an hour on Sunday. It is life. Joyously so. Thank you all for meditating for the world. Love you all. Create your day.